to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the one, the only Speak Fire Studio. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and I'm so geeked that you're here. Seriously, I'm amped up today. This has been a really... I hope everyone has had a really great Thanksgiving. For those of you that celebrate, for those of you that don't, I hope you had a great weekend anyway. So I want you to take a second right now, and I want you to just remember what it felt like the last time that you felt in the zone. The last time that you felt really structured, really powerful, and just like everything that was happening in your life was supposed to be happening at that exact moment, and you felt like this is exactly what you were supposed to be doing with your life. Just sit on that moment, really be one with it, and I want you to just hold on to that for me for a minute. So I was talking with one of my kids, and we were chatting, and they said, Bobby, I got a question for you. I said, yeah. They said, I was watching one of your older videos, and I said, ooh, that's, oh, you sure about that? Because they were rough. He said, no, I know. The video quality was a little goofy. The lighting was terrible. The audio wasn't great, but your message is what I was here for. I'm like, well, thanks. I can live with that. That's good enough for me. And he goes, you know, how do you do that? I said, what do you mean? He goes, how do you just get in the zone? And I said, you know what? I don't really know, man. Like, it's weird. He goes, can you talk me through what it's like before you go on stage? I said, okay, let's do this. So as a lot of you don't, well, so something new that's in development is I'm renting a space at my local library every week from here until I move to North Carolina, and I'm going to be filming a bunch of speeches that I'm going to give. If one person shows up, cool. If no people show up, cool. It's something that I need to do because I love getting these reps in, and I love being on stage. I love speaking on stage. I love delivering my message, and... yeah, this is how we're going to get the YouTube channel going, so there's that. Anyway, I said, you know, it's weird. Everyone looks at, like, Eric Thomas and Tony Robbins and Gary Vee and Mel Robbins and Les Brown and all these speakers that deliver these super powerful messages. I mean, if you've ever seen Eric Thomas speak, you can see the veins bulging in his head because he's just so passionate about what he says. And I said, for me, it's actually the exact opposite. I have yet to go on stage or deliver a presentation where I am not in the back room going, oh my goodness, ooh, dude, what if you forget your transitions? What if I forget my speech? What if I forget everything? What if something goes wrong? What if? And it just doesn't stop. Like, my brain is going at 1,000 miles a second, and I just cannot get myself to calm down. Until someone, whoever's leading, you know, the stage crew person usually comes back. Sorry, words are hard. Until they come back and go, Bobby, you're going to be on a 10. And instantly, the second I hear that, my brain just shuts off and goes, let's do this. And I get all of that nervous energy somehow just turns into something positive where I just get excited. Because Randy Couture had this great quote during one of his interviews where he goes, guys, I'll be honest with you. Or pardon me, not Randy Couture, Forrest Griffin. He goes, that energy that you get when you're nervous and that energy that you get when you're excited are exactly the same physiological response in your body. It is the exact same release of chemicals and everything. And I said, I don't know how accurate that is, but I'll roll with it. He said, the only difference is how you choose to approach it. And I want you to listen to that. It's how you choose to approach it. If you take that nervous energy on stage and you go, I'm not sure if I really know what I'm talking about, starting your speech might be a little nervous. And I've done that before where I go on and the first 2 minutes, you can hear it in my voice. I am not confident in what I'm saying. But I've also done it where I go on stage. I'm like, you know what? If I mess up, only I'm going to know it. I am the only person that has run through this speech for X amount of hours. I'm the only one that's going to know if my transitions are off. Let's just make this work. And as I was talking to my student about this, I said, you know, listen, man. To get in the zone, I have to really believe in what I'm saying. I have a note in my phone called Bobby's Brainchild. Shout out to CJ for that gem. And I just write down every speech topic that I could ever want to give, ever. And there's, at this point, there's probably close to 400 to 500 of them. And I usually just pick one, especially for these practice, you know, speeches that I'm going to be giving. And I'm going to wrap a speech around that message, and I'm just going to roll with it. And I said, what's the whole reason behind that? And they said, I've got a wrestling tournament coming up, and I'm not really, I know my competition, and I know that they're really good. And I'm just trying to minimize any possibility of me not being on my A game. And I said, well, this is just my personal philosophy on this, because I used to wrestle. You might not be on your A game. You might not have warmed up enough. You might be too excited. You might be too nervous. You might be exhausted because you've wrestled 2 or 3 times that day, let alone the fact that you might have had to cut a bunch of weight a couple days prior to be able to wrestle. So that might throw your game off. So, but the coolest thing about being on your A game and being in the zone is you can get there in the match. You can get focused. You can get intentional about every move that you make. He shoots, you score. You shoot, you score. Right? Every wrestler's heard that before, but it's true. You can change the tempo. You can dictate the pace. You just have to decide to do it. And I'm telling you all of this. I'm telling you this story because I want all of you to go into this next week refreshed. I want you to go into this week excited. I want you to go into this week ready to take on whatever tasks you have. I know for a lot of students, you know, this last little push until winter break is the hardest because you've got exams, you have papers, you have a lot of things due. My teachers, it's not easy on you either because you have to grade all of these things and you have to plan and forward plan up until winter break, and then you have to plan ahead for when everyone gets back. It's a lot of work for my working folk. Listen, this is often one of the hardest couple of weeks because you're so close to getting a break. And I mean an extended break for the holidays. And it's hard to keep yourself focused. It's hard to keep everything going smoothly. I want you to go into this next week excited to be focused, excited to be in the game, excited to just find whatever task you have to do that day and just demolish it. Not out of any sense of self or sense of, oh, I need to impress my boss. No. We're doing this because you want to be awesome. We're doing this because you want to take on whatever you have. We're doing this because you want to be the best version of you, and I am so excited to hear from all of you on how it goes because I believe in you. I know you can do this. I know that you can make it to winter break, and I know for a fact that if you push as hard as you possibly can and giving yourself breaks when you need, there's nothing in this world that can stop you. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. I hope everyone stays engaged. I hope everyone remembers that even if you're not feeling all energized and jazzed and motivated, that doesn't change anything. You're still just as important. You matter. You matter. I will say this every single podcast that I ever publish. I will say this every single speech I ever give. I will say this every single day of my life until you believe it. You matter. You are important. You make a difference in this world just by being a part of it. I love you very much. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will catch y'all in the next one. Peace.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter: 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com. Or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.